This is AgriPulse Daybreak West from Monday, May 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom tackles infrastructure delays. Bay Area cities go to bat for VAs. Biden feeling good about debt ceiling talks. Newsom shortcuts enviros by fast-tracking infrastructure. Capping National Infrastructure Week, Governor Newsom announced a raft of bills aimed at streamlining infrastructure projects across sectors. He also signed an executive order tasking agencies with accelerating clean energy projects. One of the trailer bills would expedite court reviews to avoid delays brought by environmental lawsuits. The administration's description of the upcoming bill strikes a similar tone to one by Republican Senator Brian Dahle of Beaver, who also proposed limiting reviews to 9 months. But Dahle's measure gained Sierra Club opposition, and Senate Democratic leaders quietly killed it last Thursday. Another bill among the 11 in Newsom's package would streamline permitting. The governor last year tasked Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot with overseeing this effort on 7 Prop 1 water projects. The governor said the site's reservoir project specifically will benefit from the new actions. In a press conference, Newsom said the coming building boom will eclipse that of the 50s and 60s, a time when the state built its largest dams. He added that the high-speed rail project could have benefited from his actions. Newsom also promised the effort will trim the processing time for broadband projects from 33 months down to just 6. Remember, Newsom has preferred trailer bills rather than the standard policy committee process for controversial legislation, such as the card check bill he signed on May 15. Newsom reasoned that delays become denials and people want to see results since trailer bills allow for immediate action. Despite fast-tracking the bills, he stressed he still supports environmental groups. Yet one of those groups, Restore the Delta, immediately blasted the actions as gutting environmental reviews for the Delta Tunnel. Applause? Well, the site's project authority, the Association of California Water Agencies, and state water contractors cheered the news. California needs to stop talking and start building, said SWC General Manager Jennifer Pierre. Now keep in mind, according to an economic development report released Thursday, transportation and water represent more than 90% of the identified funding needed to meet California's demand for infrastructure projects. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Glickman cautions against permanent disaster program. Dan Glickman, Secretary of Agriculture during the major crop insurance overhaul in 2000, said crop insurance should be the preferred method of risk management rather than a permanent disaster program. As Congress prepares to reauthorize the Farm Bill, some have suggested a permanent disaster program should be on the agenda to respond to future floods, hurricanes, droughts, and wildfires and other disasters that now require ad hoc spending measures to clear Capitol Hill. Those in favor of the idea say it would speed relief to producers in need of assistance and eliminate the requirement for congressional action every time a storm hits farm country harder than usual. But speaking on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, Glickman, who headed USDA for much of the Clinton administration, says existing risk management tools should be the preferred course of action rather than a new program. And on that note, USDA will begin 2022 disaster aid signups by early summer. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Biden reiterates optimism on debt talks. President Joe Biden is due to meet again today with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as they struggle to reach an agreement to increase the debt ceiling. The two talked by phone yesterday as the president headed back from Japan to Washington. Ahead of his departure, Biden told reporters he still believes we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, meanwhile, told NBC's Meet the Press that June 1 was a hard deadline for Congress to act, although she continues to be careful to only say early June is the point at which the government could default. Now, on the Hill this week, the House Appropriations Committee will debate a series of fiscal 24 bills that lay out its priorities for spending increases and cuts. That list includes the FY24 agriculture spending measure, which funds USDA and FDA. Democrats call the ag bill a, quote, sham proposal that relies on USDA funding rescissions that would be unlikely to materialize in time to be used in FY24, which starts October 1st. Without those rescissions, the bill would slash USDA funding for FY24 to $17.2 billion, which will be the lowest spending level since 2006. Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chairman Andy Harris of Maryland says the bill, quote, prioritizes essential functions while being responsible stewards of taxpayers' dollars supporting the core mission. Now, for more on this week's D.C. agenda, read our Washington Week Ahead. USDA updates organic dairy assistance. To help organic dairy producers mitigate market volatility, higher input and transportation costs, and unstable feed supply and prices, USDA announced Friday it will be providing $104 million through the Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program to account for higher projected marketing costs in 2023. USDA's Farm Service Agency begins accepting applications on Wednesday. Now, the Organic Trade Association says data from Macaris, a market research firm specializing in organic agriculture, quote, shows the average price for feed for organic dairy cows jumped by nearly $200 a head between 2018 and 2022. Adam Worthessen, co-chair of OTA's Feedstuff Relief Task Force, says resources such as ODMAP are really going to matter as farmers plan for the rest of the year to deal with unprecedented feed costs and inflationary pressures. OTA is urging USDA to work with the industry to release more funds, quote, in a timely fashion to ensure that the full allocated amounts reach those dairy farmers in need. End quote. If every organic dairy farmer in the country applies for this assistance, OTA anticipates just $30 million would be spent, OTA says. Eligible producers include certified organic dairy operations that produce milk from cows, goats, and sheep. Finally, here's today's He Said It. This whole split between me being in the past and you in the future might help us think about our water system generally. That State Water Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel making light of his pre-recorded video presented at a workshop on Friday. Esquivel elaborated that decisions on water rights in the past have accumulated to issues today. To tackle the problem, the agency seeking to digitize those rights and modernize its paper-based data system on claims. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, May 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nelly.